In water-related parlance, let's just say it's unlikely that Toronto swimmer Summer McIntosh is a splash in the pan. The 16-year-old swimming sensation made headlines around the world in late March by setting two women's world records within the space of 5 days at the Canadian swimming trials. It marked the first time a Canadian female swimmer had been number one in the world in two long course events since Elaine Tanner, Mighty Mouse, as you old-timers might recall, in 1967. Swim watchers can hardly wait for the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, where the then 17-year-old McIntosh will compete against U.S. swim legend Katie Ledecky and Australia's Ariadne Titmus, the 2020 Olympic champion, in the 400-meter freestyle. The 400 freestyle at the Canadian swimming trials was McIntosh's first world record, 3 minutes 56 seconds and 8 milliseconds. Titmus was the previous record holder, at 3 minutes 56 seconds and 40 milliseconds. 5 days later, the Canadian teen stunned the swimming world by setting a world record in the 400-meter individual medley, butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle, with a time of 4 minutes 25 seconds and 87 milliseconds. The former record, held by Hungary's Katinka Asu, 4 minutes 26 seconds and 36 milliseconds, had been untouched for 7 years. While swimming is not a high-profile sport in Canada, McIntosh was hardly an unknown name in the world swimming community. She made a big splash at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, finishing fourth as a 14-year-old in the 400-meter freestyle. She began collecting medals galore in 2022, winning 4 at the World Aquatics Championship, and then 6 medals at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. But there were no world records until this year in Toronto, and evidently, one wasn't enough for McIntosh. So what's to come for the young swimming prodigy? The Paris Olympics next year will offer a chance for Summer's fame to expand even more around the world, and Canadian media have until then to develop a nickname for our country's latest superstar, like Tanner's Mighty Mouse moniker more than 50 years ago. McIntosh, whose mother swam at the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles, still has a number of years of top competitive swimming ahead of her. A website called Real Clear Science says female athletes in speed swimming events don't hit their peak until age 22. That gives McIntosh 6 years to possibly become the most famous swimmer in the world. It's safe to say she's already got a good head start on that mission. Eamon Lynch of GolfWeek.com. On Bubba Watson's statement that there is no bad blood between PGA Tour and LIV players, that it was merely media mischief, ignoring the fact that LIV has been scattering subpoenas like confetti at one of Greg Norman's weddings. Paul Friesen of the Winnipeg Sun, on the gritty style of the Calgary Flames, playing Daryl Sutter's Flames is like trying to eat a cactus salad, with motor oil for dressing. Eamon Lynch again, on Brooks Koepka, he fancies himself an NBA-style stud but finds himself in little-watched exhibition games with the Riyadh Globetrotters. Comedy guy Torben Rolfsson of Vancouver. What have the underachieving Angels been doing the last few years with Shohei, Ohtani and Mike Trout? Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl can't even believe it. Kaysberg again. At the Masters, there were feuds between Phil Mickelson and Freddie Couples, Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed, and the PGA players versus the new LIV Tour. When did golf turn into the Real Housewives of Augusta, Georgia? Comedy writer Brad Dixon of Omaha, prior to the NCAA men's basketball final, if San Diego State wins, I'll bet the powers that be follow the lead of the Chargers and Clippers and move the entire university to Los Angeles. Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel. Before Jim Nantz broadcast his last Final Four in his hometown of Houston Monday, the city named a street after him, Hello Friends Boulevard. In related news, NFL draft guru Mel Kiper Jr.'s hometown is considering naming a street after him as well, Tremendous Upside Avenue. Columnist Greg Drinan of Kamloops, on the Connor Bedard frenzy. Oh, for the days of Wild, Bill Hunter, Ben Hatskin, Scotty Monroe et al. They would have turned this Regina-Saskatoon series into a best-of-9 by now. Maybe even best-of-11. Comedy writer Gary Bachman. There were no injuries when 3 trees fell into the gallery during the Masters tournament. Instead of 4, a golfer yelled, "Timber!" Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle, on criticism against First Lady Dr. Jill Biden for suggesting women's NCAA basketball runner-up Iowa should be extended an invitation to the White House. Dr. Biden is clueless to sports traditions. It's like me telling my mechanic how to fix my transmission. Headline at FARC.com. Entire Mavericks team forgets which basket it's defending. Team owner goes into Cuban Missile Crisis mode. Columnist Phil Mushnick of the New York Post. Not that we're surprised, but attention-starved Paige Spiranek, playing out of Cleavage Valley, is now seen in TV commercials selling a sports betting operation as she operates on a golf course. It's symptomatic of the marketing belief that boobs attract boobs. Care to comment? Email brucebenton2003@yahoo.ca. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.